Hello, I'm Liz Slater. You're listening to University Radio York. I'm here with OTT. Say hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Do you want to go around and just introduce your names and stuff?
I'm Luke.
I'm Vinny.
I'm Peter.
First thing I wanted to mention, obviously, you're on a big tour, global tour this time, going around Europe and stuff. What's it like to take the company global?
Taking the company global or international, baby.
It's crazy. We've never been here before, so having all these people come and know the words to our songs in a place that we've never been in is surreal. We did Download last night, and it was the craziest thing we've ever experienced. It's hard to put into words.
Why was Download the craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I mean, they brought the energy. It was nuts. And, you know, I mean, we've never seen a sea of people like that in our entire career, so.
They did a mosh pit. Mosh pit to Half Horse Half Man.
We got a mosh pit, but it was just super elevated, and we really appreciated it. And it's cool to see people from another country like the stuff that we do, you know?
Crazy. How have you found the response in the UK specifically?
Loud crowds.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like respectful, like when we need to speak, and then loud, like perfectly, like appropriate. Every time we go for a cheer, we get a cheer. Every time we gotta talk, everybody's like listening. It's like, yeah, it's amazing.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Is that
beautiful.
The same in America?
America is. It's different. It's just different. I think the American crowds take a little bit longer to warm up. So, like, we, with our experience yesterday, we came out on stage and they were already fired up. There's been some shows in America that we've had to kind of earn the crowd.
Okay.
And we didn't have to do that last night. And we'll see. We don't know about tonight, but hopefully.
Yeah. Manchester's meant to have good crowds. It's meant to be banging. Yeah. So, I wanted to know, like, obviously, you guys went viral. That's how you've gotten this big. What's it been like transitioning into that and using the internet as a space to promote your music?
Well, we met at a company working in marketing, and so like the whole social media thing was our bread and butter from the beginning, and so we kind of just used what we learned from our jobs and applied it to what we do now, and using the virality to get to this, I don't really know. There wasn't much of a strategy involved. It just kind of happened.
You've got that natural touch.
I guess so.
Are there any skills from working in corporate and in companies that were like surprisingly useful?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, circling back, relationships, everything. No, I actually, number one, without the company, the band wouldn't be together.
Yeah.
So I met, and not only did I like, you know, have a great time making the band, like making the band together. Like, I made so many connections just from so many different people at the company that we still talk to today. So, lifelong friendships over there.
Yeah, like one of our friends that we met at the company we used to work at used to do all of our album covers.
Oh,
and, like,
cool.
we've that is just the gift that keeps on giving, that working at that job is really the best thing.
Because, like, our parents aren't really deep in the industry, the entertainment industry. So
we have no connections.
So we had no idea how to like build, like get people to work with each other and like creatively collaborate. It was like always that. Just like us. Oh, like just
that was a good move right there. Dude.
Getting people together. Getting
you know,
together.
Circling back.
That's what we used to do in Zoom calls, actually.
I'm circling back to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a lot. So I guess then, if you've come out of essentially nothing, well, come out of corporate and then found your way onto this big stage, is that like a jarring thing for you guys to have gone to? Like, suddenly you're selling out shows at Download and everything's going great. Like, what's that been like personally for you guys?
Well, I think we've been at this, actually. We put our first song out 3 years ago, and so it has been sort of gradual for us. At least it feels sort of gradual. So every next step up has just felt like the next one little step that we've taken. It wasn't like we went from ground zero to where we are now.
Like a natural progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty, I mean, every step is surreal. Like even tonight, this is the biggest show we've ever done. And so like, it's a, it's a crazy, we pinch ourselves all the time, and
yeah, it's always super humbling, you know. But yeah, I mean, the fact that we weren't just like kind of thrown into it immediately, yeah, just spiking to super fame, it's been a nice transition.
Lovely. Yeah. I want to talk a bit about the music now, because obviously for most people, most singer-songwriters, a lot of it comes from like the heart, and it's about breakup and it's about real human experiences. Where does your guys' inspiration come from?
Real human experiences. Vinny used to be half a horse, and he had a surgery that removed the bottom half. Yeah. And
completely transformed. Yeah, but you know, we just see things in the world, funny stuff that makes us laugh, you know, and then we kind of throw things at each other. We try to make each other laugh. If we like that, then we roll with it. We roll with the punches. And sometimes, you know, the sounds, the beat, like he'll make a beat, and it's funny enough, the sound, even if there's no words to it at all, like we can find what that sound means, like what words attach to it. So it's a little abstract, but it's pretty cool.
There's an interview with the Beatles where Paul is like, I don't really understand what we're saying here, John. And John was like, yeah, but it sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're kind of like, it sounds funny. Like we land towards like, well, that kind of sounds funny. And then we like work from that way. It's definitely like noises and then songs.
Hey, it all starts out as gibberish.
Yeah, if you heard our demos before there's words attached, because the words are the last thing that come always.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like we will mumble full songs over an instrumental and just like, you just kind of piece the syllables together. Like we had for Dim Sum Paradise, we didn't have Dim Sum Paradise. Mm-hmm. We had like bing bong bada boing, you know, and then you just like, you find the words. I don't know, they come from somewhere, but we like making the songs silly.
All I'm hearing is that you're the next Beatles. That's true. Yeah.
You know exactly what to say. They're our biggest inspiration.
You love the Beatles.
Mine's the Wiggles.
Yeah.
The Wiggles. Yeah. I can see that, yeah. Are there any other artists that inspire you guys? You did that stuff with Kyle Gordon, which blew my mind, by the way.
Us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Everybody in the space. We all inspire each other, you know, as comedy musicians. But, you know, like, it's our goal is to make music that's really good without being funny first, you know? So, I mean, rattling off a couple of people, ABBA, right?
Yeah, ABBA's actually a huge influence for us. Because, like, the goal really is if you don't speak English, you will still like the song because you like good music. Like, the most important thing to us over anything is not to make you laugh, it's to make you enjoy the song, because we feel like with a lot of comedy music, you listen to it once and it's kind of a novelty and you laugh and then you move on because you're there for the joke. We don't want people here for the joke. We want them here for the music that just happens to be silly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's been comedy music all around us that like hasn't been classified as comedy. Like we always use the Pina Colada song. Do you know that song?
That's my favorite song.
Yeah. And like how, like that is just like one step away from a comedy song. Like it's a story.
It's just all storytelling. It's all ideas. It's just, yeah.
And not every song has to be a heart-wrenching, emotional, like, experience. Some of the best music is, but some of our favorite music is just music that, like, you vibe to and makes you smile while you're doing it, and that's...
Sometimes it can be about a frictionless wipe.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's just...
It can
the world
be...
is endless.
It can
it's
be...
actually more of an emotional topic.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
It leans more into the emotional.
I didn't mean that.
But it's really all about the... It starts and ends with the music for us, and the funniness is just, like... I think that's just the thing that makes us unique, is that we, instead of putting serious lyrics to these songs, we just put silly lyrics. But like, that's, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, but it's kind of like, it's like the icing on top. Okay, we have the song, now let's just make it silly, you know? Yeah.
I get it. Is there a song that you guys have that you think is underrated?
Allow me to plug. There's a song that we made called Appeared Offline.
Okay.
And it touches on the topic. If anyone is a gamer out there, you know, when you see Appeared Offline on your username, on one of your friends' usernames, it means that they're not playing games anymore. And it's heartbreaking as you get older. You know, I really think it hasn't gotten its moment yet, but it's coming soon.
Will we hear it tonight?
No.
We won't.
You will not. It hasn't been released. You can find a TikTok of it somewhere on our YouTube as well. It's great. We love it, but Vinny really.
I really love it.
Vinny sings lead on the song, so it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best song we have.
I also saw you did the cover of the Chinese one, the one, which my friends are all obsessed with as well.
Well, keep an eye out because we may or may not have a full version of that coming out with a music video and.
I would go insane. Yeah. I will go insane.
Okay, well then you wait because there might be a full orchestra behind us.
Maybe.
And yeah.
Some rapid fire ones to finish us off. What's your favorite meat and your favorite cheese?
Prosciutto, mozzarella.
Ham, Munster. Luke, you took mine. Well, can I say prosciutto and fresh mozzarella?
What? Dude, well,
I guess, dude. Yeah.
Well,
sure.
You didn't say fresh. They're different types. Yeah,
no. There's a difference.
Fine, burrata.
Favorite form of dim sum?
Shumai.
Dumplings. What type of dumplings? Soup dumplings. I like the soup dumplings.
Yeah. I like dumplings are banging.
Yeah, they are. They're fire.
Okay.
Or pork buns.
Destroy your mouth on soup dumplings, though. I just like, it's just hot lava. Yeah. And, but they're good. I love them.
There's a strat.
What kind of horse, in Half Horse, Half Man, what type of horse is the half of the horse?
A stallion. Oh. Right? Am I right?
That's on the record. We actually never discussed what type of horse it was.
I know what
so
horse
from
I am.
Here on out, it was a stallion the whole time.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for chatting to me. Thanks for taking the time. I hope you guys have a good show.
Thank you so much for having us. This is great.